أنتم برفقة SBS عربي 24.
هل أنتم من عشاق التاريخ؟ هل أنتم من محبي قراءة صفحات الماضي والتي قد تفتح لكم نافذة على عالم كان مخفيا عنكم؟ إذا أجبتم بنعم على السؤالين فما عليكم إلا مشاهدة وثائقي جديد تستعد SBS و SBS On Demand لعرضه في 5 مارس آذار المقبل.
The film which you are about to see now makes me proud to be an Australian.
This is a story of the 70s you've never seen before. The decade when Australia erupted in an explosion of social and political change.
Isn't it exciting?
Yeah, you know the headlines, and you might think you've seen the pictures.
Or may we say, God save the Queen.
Because nothing will save the Governor-General.
But you haven't seen them all. This series cracks open a forgotten vault of government films. At the start of the 70s, these films were designed to tell us who we were. An official image with a single voice.
See the sand and the southern sun.
But then something sparked.
Fire on!
And things got a little crazy. As radical new ideas...
كان هذا مقطع من الإعلان الترويجي لوثائقي بعنوان أستراليا An Unofficial History، أستراليا تاريخ غير رسمي. هذا الوثائقي مكون من 3 أجزاء تكشف لأول مرة عن مجموعة من الأفلام الأسترالية المنسية منذ 70s الماضي. ترفع هذه الأفلام الستار عن تاريخ غير مروي لأستراليا. من خلال هذا الأرشيف الخام والذي يتم عرضه لأول مرة، سنتعرف على الحياة المنزلية الأسرية وحياة العمل وحقوق السكان الأصليين والتعددية الثقافية والمساواة بين الجنسين في أستراليا بطريقة لم نشهدها من قبل. يشارك في تقديم هذا الوثائقي مجموعة من الأستراليين من مختلف مشارب الحياة، سيأخذون المتفرج في رحلة إلى الماضي ليكتشفوا أستراليا كيف كانت وكيف أصبحت. من بين هذه الشخصيات الصحفية الأسترالية اللبنانية جان فران، والتي قالت لميكروفون SBS عربي إن الوثائقي هو إنتاج نادر ومختلف، وقد ساعدها ليس فقط على معرفة ماضي أستراليا بل فهم حاضرها أيضا.
So this is a fairly unique series because what it does is it takes archival footage from the 1970s in Australia. And it invites a number of different people, academics, cultural critics, presenters, comedians, to watch the footage and to reflect on it and reflect on some of the differences between Australia and the 1970s. And also, I think, inadvertently, some of the similarities between Australia and the 1970s and now. So it was very interesting as a participant watching this footage because I'd never seen it before. And it was just the way that it kind of allowed me to sort of understand not just Australia back then, but sort of Australia now was a very worthwhile experience for me. And I hope for the audience too.
وتشرح فران طبيعة الأفلام التي تم الكشف عنها في الوثائقي، ومعظمها كانت معدة لجذب السياح وركزت على الصورة التي كان يرغب الأستراليون في تصديرها للعالم كثقافة الاستمتاع بالشواطئ مثلا، رغم أن رواد الشواطئ في تلك الأفلام كانوا فقط من النساء والرجال البيض الأوروبيين بلباس البحر يسعون للحصول على بشرة سمراء تحت الشمس الحارقة.
They have just recently been released by the government to the documentarians, but a lot of them are, you know, kind of tourist videos, for example. So a lot of the videos that I looked at were videos promoting Australia in the 1970s. To people around the world saying, you know, come to Australia. And what's really interesting about watching a video from the 1970s is not just visually, you know, things look different, it transports you to a different time, but also kind of understanding the way Australia saw itself as a country back then, Because in order to do a tourist video for outsiders, you need something to sell. You need an idea of Australia to sell to the world. And seeing these videos, particularly the kind of the tourism videos, there were also others like news reports, for example, documentaries from the time, that sort of thing. But seeing the tourism videos in particular, I found really interesting because it kind of put this idea of Australia to the world that in some ways has changed, but in many ways it hasn't. One of the first sort of tourism video that I watched in the series was a video about the beach. You know, Australians love the beach, and it was all of these shots of tanned people on the beach and women in bikinis and men, you know, smoking, which of course we don't do now, that's changed, and kids playing and everybody having a beautiful time on the beach. And you think, that's not too different from the way that we see ourselves now. But watching those videos almost felt like it was targeted at a particular audience. It was targeted at a particular type of person to come to Australia. And that person was generally a white European beachgoer who enjoyed getting in a bikini and going to the beach and, you know, suntanning and doing all of these things. So it was these little sort of revelations that you have watching this footage that we kind of hope the audience will have as well.
ومن بين الأفلام التي كشفت للصحفية الأسترالية اللبنانية جان فران مدى التغيير الذي طال المجتمع الأسترالي هو الفيلم الذي وثق الحياة الأسرية للعائلة الأسترالية. ففي مشهد صدمها كثيرا سجلت الكاميرا لحظة قيام أم بصفع طفلها المشاغب، تصرف كان مقبولا في السبعينيات من القرن الماضي وأصبح اليوم مرفوضا اجتماعيا وتربويا.
You know, there was very small things that I didn't really think about until I saw these videos. There was one video I remember. It was a documentary about the home and, you know, women's roles in the home. And there was a mother and she was looking after her child and her child was, you know, being unruly, naughty, screaming, making noise. And she slapped her quite hard. And I remember seeing that and thinking, oh, that would just never happen now. I don't think I know a single person, a single one of my friends who has children, a single family even, that would, you know, slap their children. But I think in the 1970s, that was something that, it happened enough that this woman did it on camera. So I think it's little things like that that I didn't even really think about have changed quite consistently and quite dramatically in society. And that has to do with us understanding actually the rights of children and the rights and consent and where crossing the line is and bodily autonomy. That's because we're having all of these conversations in a way that we weren't having before. So that was just one thing that stuck in my mind where I thought, thank God we don't do that anymore. That's pretty good.
وضم وثائقي أستراليا An Unofficial History أو أستراليا تاريخ غير رسمي ضم أفلاما عن تجربة الهجرة إلى أستراليا وحياة المهاجرين. وتقول جان فران إن الهدف كان ربما إظهار التناغم المجتمعي والتماهي بين المهاجرين مع مجتمعهم الجديد. ورغم هذا الهدف فإنها كأسترالية غير بيضاء لأبوين مهاجرين قدما من لبنان لاحظت في الأفلام آثار العنصرية وكره الغرباء والإقصاء الذي صبغ تجربة كثير من المهاجرين.
All of these videos were really more about the idea of Australia. And when somebody like me, you know, my parents came to Australia in 1989 from Lebanon. There were videos about the migrant experience. So there was a documentary, for example, from the 1970s talking about migrants, and they interviewed school children. So they were high school children talking about their classmates who were brown. I can't remember exactly what country they had come from, but they were, you know, brown or Turkish or Muslim or, you know, not white, whatever it was. I think in the documentary they were trying to sell this idea of cohesion, maybe, and assimilation, maybe. But when you watch it as a non-white Australian whose parents migrated from Lebanon in the 80s. When you watch it now, you look back and you actually see what's going on there. And it's not really what the government of the day is trying to present. You know, there is this, it's much clearer to see the undertones of racism, of xenophobia, of exclusion, of power, of all of these things. So I think that there was an idea of Australia that the government in the 1970s had, and I think it probably wasn't accurately depicted in those videos. But watching them 30, 40 years later, you see the truth of it much, much clearer.
وبسؤالها عن الانطباع الذي قد يخرج به المشاهد بعد متابعة الأجزاء الثلاث لوثائقي أستراليا أن Unofficial History، تقول الصحفية الأسترالية اللبنانية جان فران لميكروفون SBS عربي إن النتيجة قد تكون مثيرة ومتباينة بين الناس، فالبعض قد يشكر الله أن البلاد قد تغيرت ولم تعد كما كانت في السبعينيات، فقد قلت العنصرية ومحاولة إجبار الناس على نسيان ثقافتهم الخاصة. ولكنها تضيف أن الجمهور الأسترالي العربي في اعتقادها قد يشعر بأن القليل قد تغير، وأن طبقة رقيقة من التناغم الاجتماعي تغطي سلوكيات المجتمع، بينما اختبأت العنصرية وكره الغرباء تحت السطح، لتبقى مشاعر الوحدة وعدم الانتماء حية في قلوب الكثيرين.
It's very hard to predict actually how people are going to react to it. I think that there will be some people who will say, oh, thank goodness, it's very different now. You know, it's not like it was in the 1970s. There's not as much racism and there's not as much xenophobia and there's not as much push to assimilation and there's, you know, things are different. But I suspect that there will be other people from the Arabic community who watch it and actually think that not very much has changed, that maybe all of the racism and the xenophobia and the, you know, push to assimilate has just gone one layer beneath the surface, one extra layer beneath the surface. There's another layer of, you know, cohesion on the top, but actually that a lot of the racism and xenophobia and, you know, non-belonging is still there. So it's something that's definitely worth watching. Just to see what every individual takes away from it. Because I was in two minds, you know. I was trying to work out how to make sense of Australia in the 1970s. You know, I wasn't here. I wasn't born. So, I think less has changed than we think it has.
كانت هذه الصحفية الأسترالية اللبنانية جان فران المشاركة في وثائقي أستراليا أن Unofficial History، والذي سيتم بثه على شاشات SBS و SBS On Demand في 5 مارس أذار المقبل.
استمعوا الآن إلى الموسم الثاني من بودكاست أستراليا بالعربي، أحدث إصدارات SBS عربي 24، يأخذكم في رحلة استقرار بعض المهاجرين العرب ويشارككم بأبرز الصدمات الثقافية التي تواجههم عند وصولهم إلى أستراليا.